Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The A-Rod Yankee soap opera has given drama a new definition. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It's hard to believe what the Yankees are saying in the clubhouse and then up top in the owner's suite. Supposedly, manager Joe Girardi insisted A-Rod and his biogenesis controversy is not distracting a team that started fast this season, then fell into a dreadful slump, and is now playing better again. That has more to do with reacquiring the blistering hot Alfonso Soriano than beleaguered third baseman Alex Rodriguez getting healthy again. At least I think so. A-Rod has been suspended by baseball for 212 games, which would have been the rest of this season and all of next year. But under the MLB collective bargaining agreement, players can stay active while appealing a suspension. So A-Rod plays on while his teammates insist they are not thinking about anything but somehow closing the American League East gap on the Red Sox, Rays, and Orioles. All around them is this growing brouhaha between A-Rod's inner circle of handlers, who claim the Yankees are throwing him under the bus as the poster boy for the steroid era in baseball, and Yankee management, which clearly does not want Rodriguez anymore and would like to get out of paying A-Rod the balance of his $275 million contract as a convicted steroids user. Back and forth the accusations fly. The Yankees are setting A-Rod up, and A-Rod should put up or shut up. ESPN radio host Freddie Coleman spent all of Sunday on his show advocating for the Yankees to make a deal with A-Rod, come to a financial settlement, and release him or put him on waivers. They don't want him. Girardi is talking in circles amidst all the chaos. And meanwhile, four great division and wildcard races are being pushed to the back pages. August and September are for battling it out over the playoffs, not whether A-Rod is a doper or a liar or both. For Yankee fans, which I'm definitely not one of, it must be humiliating that their player is at the center of the most regrettable controversy since the Black Sox scandal in the early 20th century. It is bad enough that their team is bad enough to be a long shot for the postseason, but that someone who supposedly used PEDs and worse leaked the names of others who did to deflect some of the headlines continues to wear pinstripes. Well, if there is such a thing, the Babe, Garrick, and Mantle are all rolling over in their graves. This is Archansky. See ya.